B'tochen for Life, Shir 1452, Wednesday, Parshas Kisisa. All of the shiurim for today have been generously sponsored, Lili Nishmas Avramayr Ben Aaron, whose yahrzeit is today, and for Yeshua's for the entire family. The zchus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send them an Ilei Neshama, and the family should see Yeshua's and Refuah's and Hatzlachis. We are standing at a time of opportunity. The bottom line is, if an individual is not going to cultivate a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he's putting in the effort, and everybody gets schar for effort. But he's simply missing the boat. The boat of Bitachon is the relationship. Everything that we're discussing, all 10 levels of Bitachon, they're not just actions. They're not just dry actions that are devoid of any emotional or any intellectual involvement in a relationship here. It's like a marriage. A person could open a book, open the laws of marriage, and do exactly what he's supposed to do. You buy your wife this gift by her birthday, and you'd buy flowers for Shabbos. Fill in the blank. You do everything you're supposed to do, but there's no relationship here. A person could be married for 50 years. He crosses every T and he dots every I in his marriage, but there's no relationship. He missed the boat. It's as simple as that. Bitachon is the same way. We have to try to develop this feeling of ahava, this feeling of love that the Rebbeinu Shlom has for us, and we should try to feel the same way. Have you ever tried to feel ahava, Hashem? You say it twice a day. Have you ever tried to feel it? Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zichrono Livracha, would say, for a person to become an Adam Gadol, every single day he should express to the Rabbeinu Shalom, I love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have you ever tried it? We're busy saying how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, which is true, he does. But we have to try to cultivate this relationship. Be'ezra Hashem, next week we're going to elaborate more on this. But this is something that we have to attain, and this is the time to attain it. Purim is a demonstration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. Adol HaYada is a demonstration, is an experience of feeling Ahavas Hashem. That's the goal of this day. The Rabbeinu Shlom saved us in a natural way. He moved the entire world around to help us. We felt the ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu then. And like Chazal say, Hodar kiblua bimei Achashverosh. Chazal explained that Klal Yisrael did another Kabbalah Satayra after the story of Purim. Why, Rashi says? Because of the ahava of the Nes. They felt such a tremendous ahava to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's our goal. If we would only attain that on Purim, we would be a rich man. To try to develop and cultivate Ahavas Hashem. Sing, talk to yourself, try to feel it. Get swept up in the Simcha and try to develop your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's going to be the defining factor if you have Bitachon or not. Do you feel love to the Rabbeinu Shlom? Do you try to develop this relationship? It's all about trying. But try to cultivate the relationship. Don't just get busy with the details. Well, Hashem gave me this, but he didn't give me this. Maybe I won't get this. Stop it. There's a relationship here. Will the Rabbeinu Shlom give it to you? Be'ezra Hashem, he will. But do you have a relationship with him? Do you know who he is? Do you know you have a father in Shemayim that wants you to relate to him? Or are you busy with this issue, and there you had a Yeshua, and that you didn't? The Rabbeinu Shlom is not an ATM machine. We're not here to push buttons and pull out money. That's not the goal. There's a relationship here. We have to try to cultivate that relationship. That's what Machzeh is about, and that's really what every level of Bitachon is about. But for sure, Machzeh. When you get up in the morning, like we spoke about a few weeks ago, and you say, Rabba Emunasecha, and you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that just like he woke you up, Be'ezra Hashem will send you Yeshua's. It's because there's a relationship here. It's not comparing one Yeshua to the next. That's missing the boat. There's a relationship here. We have to try to develop it. Purim is the time to do that. We should, Be'ezer Hashem, be zeicha to use this powerful day to help us feel Ahavas Hashem. Try to feel it. You can. You can feel it. You just have to try. And this day should, Be'ezer Hashem, be the foundation of future development of Ahavas Hashem. We should, Be'ezer Hashem, be zeicha to a psichas halev, an open heart and an open mind to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. And we should be zeicha that the simcha of this yom should Be'ezer Hashem bring us the real simcha, the simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'sechazena ineinu b'shuvcha l'tziyon b'rachamim. Afrei l'chen parim.